You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, everyone, to Campfire Tales. Tonight's video is about a husband and wife who rent a cabin out in the woods for a mini vacay and are awoken by some crazy, inhuman sounds out in the woods behind the property. And unfortunately, the wife goes to investigate, and this is what she encounters. If you're new to the channel, subscribe. Click on that bell and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Now let's get spooky. At 3 a.m., I was awoken to an ear-piercing scream coming from the woods. Waking up my husband, I asked him to listen to the sound. It persisted for several minutes. It sounds like a mountain lion. It's probably trying to lure in some bait. No one screams like that for that long. Try to go back to sleep. It'll stop soon. He rolled over and went back to sleep. Eventually, the screaming did stop. However, I couldn't shake the feeling that something worse was going on. Eventually, I did find sleep again. The next morning, we went out to the lake. The cabin we stayed at was something we both decided was a great place to spend our honeymoon. I thought, both of us being shut-in kind of people, that 2 weeks in the woods by ourselves would be heaven. It's nice so far, but the alleged mountain lion is distressing to say the least. How late did the wildlife keep you up? My husband Thomas asked, no doubt looking for bags under my eyes. It didn't last for long, but it made me pretty uncomfortable. Do you think it left? Most likely. My guess is that it was probably marking territory. Cats tend to get pretty pissy when other animals get on their turf. So long as we stay away from the foothills at night, we should be fine. After finishing up our chat about last night, we ended up talking about nothing for a couple of hours. Honestly, it was pretty nice. However, I can't stop myself from staring off into the woods. I think I am looking for something, but honestly, I can't be certain of what I hope to see. Time passed, and the air grew cold as the sun dipped lower to the horizon. Thomas hugged me from behind and spoke into my ear. Let's get some food in us and turn in for the night. I got you something you might like. When we got inside, he presented me with a small box in a red wrapping paper, topped with a small bow. I gasped dramatically. A rectangle. My favorite. Babe, you always know just what to get me. He laughed and responded smoothly. You joke now, but that very well be your favorite rectangle you'll ever have. My interest piqued. I quickly tore away the wrapping paper to find inside a mint condition copy of an original printing Lovecraft book. Oh my god, how did you find this? This has to be nearly 100 years old. Can I even read it without the spine falling apart? Some rich asshole died and had a library that could rival the one in downtown Seattle. I may or may not have been friends with a relative of his during our college days. Said relative hated the guy and said I could raid the library because he knew we loved to read. So you're saying it's a genuine article, should be okay to read. You're the best. We kissed and then made dinner. A few hours pass, and I'm finding myself having trouble attempting to sleep. Maybe I was waiting for it to happen again, or maybe I was too excited to read my new book. Taking the latter option into account, I open it up and turn on the small bedside lamp. Thankfully, my husband sleeps like a rock, so I don't have to worry about waking him as I dived into a story written by a madman. However, as soon as I was no less than 10 pages in, it started again. There was a blood-curdling scream, as if someone's bones had been shattered. I listened intently and tried my damnedest to convince myself that it was just some cougar stating territory. After what seemed like an eternity, it finally stopped. I only just noticed that I was standing at the window. When I looked down, I could see my hands shaking violently. Whatever is out there, everything in my body is telling me that it is dangerous. I didn't sleep that night. When the sun rose, I hadn't moved an inch in probably hours. I didn't want to move, as if the evidence that I was here would put me in danger. Tom eventually woke up. "Did you sleep at all?" he asked. I silently shook my head. He kept pushing. "Did you hear the mountain lions again?" "It was closer this time. I don't know how much, but I didn't like it." "I understand. Look, we've got the whole week booked, and I'd hate to cut the honeymoon short, so I'll tell you what. We'll enjoy today, and if you hear it again tonight, we'll call the ranger station and they'll be down within minutes." "Thank you, I really appreciate it." "Of course. As much as I love any reason to go somewhere, your comfort matters more. Plus, I also really don't like predator cats. They can be really nasty customers. I don't want to be near that, especially if you're right about it getting closer." We switched topics and started talking about other things. Eventually, we got dressed and had breakfast. Out of the things we did to enjoy our time, I still couldn't stop thinking about the screaming. I needed to know what it was. I was convinced that it had to have been something else. As time passed, I stared into the forest, almost daring something to happen. But I realized that all I was doing was wasting the happiest week of my life for a nuisance that could be ignored with a set of earplugs.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
As the sun set over the foothills, I let my racing thoughts slow into a more relaxed state. "I'm really glad I came here, even if I had to deal with stupid shit." "Hey, honey, what do you think of the book so far?" Tom asked me, breaking me from my train of thought. "It's fantastic. I love it." We talked more and eventually it grew late. We tried to sleep, but again, I found myself waiting for what I knew I was going to hear. Like clockwork, it began again. A blood-curdling scream rang out and I left the bed. I knew it wasn't some animal. It couldn't be. I threw on some clothes and grabbed the emergency rifle over the fireplace, placed by the owners in case the wildlife got too close. I'm going to find whatever this damn thing is and make sure it doesn't bother me again. I took a flashlight and made my way into the woods. Making sure I was going the right way, I followed the screams deeper in. Nothing in this world could have prepared me for the source. Stood about 10 feet away was almost a man, but too tall. It was nearly 8 feet tall and had long arms that almost touched the ground. The stark white leathery skin encased this grotesque creature as I slowly scanned up. The hollow eyes stared directly into my soul as it bent back. When the thing's enormous hands were placed on the ground behind it for support, its chest opened up into a giant gaping mouth as it let out the same screams I had been hearing the past nights. I ran all the way back to the cabin, not stopping for a second. When I got inside, I flipped the lights on and shook my husband violently. "May, what the hell?" I didn't even give him time to think, as I started grabbing clothing and shoving it into a bag. I admit, I did feel bad for screaming, but he knew I would never raise my voice like that unless it was a life or death scenario. He stopped asking questions and just threw on a pair of pants as he worked his way to the door. I grabbed the book and my keys as I made my way to the car. As soon as I was in, I peeled out nearly faster than the car could handle.
"So, are you going to tell me why you didn't call the ranger? And why you're currently breaking every speed law in the country?"
Tom finally asked. "Because I sincerely doubt that the ranger would know what to do with whatever I saw."
"Wait, you went out there? Why?"
"Because I knew it wasn't an animal, and I was right." "I'm gonna pretend you aren't scaring the shit out of me, and instead move on with my next question. What about our stuff?"
"We could go back in the morning, but right now we're going somewhere safe."
The rest of the drive was silent as I looked for a hotel. When we found one, I quickly checked in. Nearly as soon as my head touched the pillow, I fell asleep with pure exhaustion. When we drove back in the morning, Tom decided to press again.
"So, are you gonna tell me what you saw out there?"
"Would you even believe me?"
"Honestly, I don't know. But it would be nice to have some idea why you practically tried to kill us on the driveway."
"Just imagine if Slenderman was a streaker."
"I beg your pardon?"
We shared a laugh, and my nerves finally settled a little. Unfortunately, it was short-lived, because as soon as we pulled in, all my fears were vindicated. The door to the cabin was ripped off its hinges. The blinds were all torn down, and everything inside was ransacked. I stayed still and silent as the creature from the night before could be seen tearing the cabin apart from the inside. Tom whispered,
"Is that it?"
I nodded.
"I'm gonna drive away very slowly.
In 5 minutes, I want you to call the ranger station and tell them a bear got in." He nodded, silently agreeing. As I backed up slowly, I thanked my lucky stars that the driveway was made of dirt and not gravel. Several minutes passed as I made my way back up the path, driving significantly slower than last night.
The call was made, and the rangers said they'd check the area out and call us when it was safe. An hour passes and we get the all clear. When we made it, one man in the group came out to greet us. "Good to see you two. The bear seems to have left, but weirdly enough, it didn't take any food. Not common, but you definitely got lucky. Seems like you're having a bad day. How come you two were out when it came?" I was quick to respond. "We were on a hike. We thought it would have been fine not to lock up, but I guess we were wrong." "You guys gave us the all clear, though. Any idea why something came out?" "If we control the animals, we won't need to work here. Unfortunately, they can just be unpredictable sometimes." He said it with certainty, but I could tell he was a little confused himself. After we finished talking, we got the clear to grab our things and go. After calling the owners we rented the cabin from, we eventually got a refund. Not wanting to waste the rest of our week, we elected to stay at a hotel and get a bunch of junk food. The rest of the day was much more relaxing, knowing that the previous night was scary. We got out okay. 4 hours later, I lost all hope, as I was awakened by the most blood-curdling scream I had ever heard. "Tom," I cried out quietly. A hand under the covers grabbed mine. "I hear it too."
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.